everything that rocks.
All righty, here we go. Good morning. 6:12, Brock Hunter.
It's a scary morning.
It's scary. I'm scared.
You say there's a storm rolling through or something? What's going on?
No, it's just the sky. Like, there's some wind blowing through, and the sky's got kind of that, like, reddish. I shouldn't say red, but, like, it looks a little stormy this morning. So. I could be wrong. I'm no meteorologist. You know, I'd just
get
guess.
The basement.
Yeah. Get in the basement. We're all dead.
Get in the basement. My grandma used to call us all the time, man. This was back in landline days. Ring. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Storm.
A tornado's coming. Post haste. Okay. Into the basement. Yeah. Is that how it went? Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't even a tornado. It was just like a small storm. Any small storm that rolled through, grandma would call freaking out.
There ever been any big tornadoes around this part?
Yes.
Has there?
Absolutely. There was one, man, probably right before you came, maybe a few years before you came to Michigan. There was one that tore through a trailer park. Just, man, just destroyed. He was in the Baroda area, I believe.
Okay.
And figured, but yeah, maybe... it was one of those where I'm like, was it really a tornado or is it like high winds? And I went and saw the trailer park. It was definitely a tornado.
Man.
Yeah.
I didn't know if with the bluff or anything like that would mess up like a nader spinning around here. I think there was one or two where I grew up in Wisconsin. One was real bad, but that was before I was born in like 85. Just completely wiped out of town damn near where I grew up. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. We've never really even had that kind of issue since I've been up here in the 5.5 years.
It's kind of one of those things I've always wanted to see a tornado, but then you really kind of research it, and you're like, probably pretty good without seeing one.
Well, you see a movie like Twister, and they really romanticize chasing tornadoes, and it really, when you break it down, you're like, I'm going to keep my ass away from those tornadoes.
Yeah, in real life, it's devastating.
Yeah. Yeah, get a tree launched through my face. I don't really want to do that.
I'm going to take grandma's advice and go into the basement. You know,
Helen Hunt wasn't hot enough to die over, okay? I'm going to say that, okay? Okay.
She wasn't, though.
Not too. I mean, she looked good. Don't get me wrong. She looked good in that movie, but not enough to get a 2x4 launched through my dome, okay? Anyway. Okay, let's just say it. There might be bad weather coming. I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. We got to keep it moving here. It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Oh, man. This kind of plays into our topic the other day of things that made us nope out of a relationship, if you caught that. You know, sometimes you see red flags, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy in Clearfield, Utah, that's just south of Salt Lake City, who had a dramatic plan, a much more dramatic plan, to keep things with his relationship with his girlfriend from taking the next step. He set fire to his own mobile home so that there was no place to move into.
Oh, wow.
So, there's a 29-year-old guy named Jordan Bergout. And when the firefighters showed up and saw that the place was ablaze, they asked him what happened. And he said something like, "I know exactly how the fire started. I started it because things with my girlfriend have not been going well. And if I burn down the house, I'd no longer have to worry about her moving in."
God, dude, come on. You don't say that. You can't just burn things down. You don't look kindly on those things, you know?
Oh, my God. Unfortunately, Jordan didn't just burn down his own home. It also caused significant damage to the place next door. Luckily, doesn't sound like anyone was hurt. But by the way, Jordan has also told the police he's addicted to meth and that he heard voices that have told him to harm himself or others. He was charged earlier this week with aggravated arson and first-degree felon. I think the girlfriend took some good stuff out of this. One, she found out that her boyfriend was addicted to meth. Two, found out that he's probably not the best guy to settle down with. And
that he's a psycho.
Three, he's a raving psycho. That's what it is. That's what it is. She's probably like, "Oh, thank God I dodged that guy. That could have been close."
She dodged a bullet on that one. Dude, you can't just burn down your own. What's going on?
"Sorry, honey, can't move in. Might as well end this relationship now that my house is burnt down." Yeah, you can't do that. You know, maybe you just sit down, maybe have a nice dinner, and you explain to him, like, "Hey, I just don't think this is working out. I apologize." And then if they burn your house down, at least then you don't get in trouble with the cops, all right?
Well, here's the thing. How about this? Just hook your trailer up to the car and take off.
You could do that, too. That's the other,
you know, you don't have to burn it down. You just move it.
Mobile home. You know, you could have set that up. Just one day she'd show up. And she's like, gone. Where'd he go? What the hell?
And then just tell her that you burned it down, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Or fake your own death or something. I don't know. Do that. I've been trying to work that out, but anyway. Learn something new today. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.